I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason.
Ta-da!
With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, Cassie George doing Facebook Live. And I think right now, Dan, I'm talking to a Russian hacker.
Well, no question about it.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Because once again, you know, nobody but hot women want to be our friends on Facebook.
No one.
That's just all we get.
They're everywhere. So I'm talking to this person by the name of Selly.
Sure you are, John.
It's a Russian hacker.
It's got to be.
Or somebody from like Istanbul or somewhere. I don't know. Some other place in here.
The next thing you know, you'll be getting Russian emails.
Ooh,
then you're in all sorts of trouble.
I better be careful.
Yeah.
Hadn't I?
Then the local media will be all over you,
I'll
man.
I'll be in trouble.
You'll be big time trouble.
Well, I suppose. Good thing I'm not Oprah.
It's a good thing. Why? Don't you want to run for president?
Would you vote for Oprah for president, by the way?
Not no, but hell no. No, I would not. Period.
Anyone in the room? Anyone?
Charlie would.
Charlie, anyone?
He wants more Oprah? Free stuff. He wants a free car, just like they're giving away.
By the way, the rest of the story of the free car is where she gave them away to people who couldn't even afford to pay the taxes on the car before they picked them up.
So she went ahead and wrote a check for the taxes, right?
No, because then it would be a gift. They'd still pay taxes. There's no way around
that. More taxes.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Which tells you Oprah's not as smart as she claims to be.
No, but she can run the country.
No, she can't.
Sure she can. She's Oprah.
No, she can't. Sorry. And by the way, as you can probably tell from just this moment, I have never been, even when Oprah first started out, maybe because my ex-wife's such an Oprah fan, I could not stand Oprah. Couldn't stand her. Still can't stand her. Never watched a program with her. Will not watch a program with her. Cannot stand the woman. Never have liked her.
Well, Charlie, where did she get her start on Roots or something? Where did she get her start? What was her first thing? Chicago, but she was in the movie Roots, wasn't she? The original one? No?
Color Purple.
That's what it was.
It's sort of a Roots takeoff.
Yes.
Roots was that, how old was Oprah when Roots was even on? Like 10?
Well,
or less?
She's our age. I mean, when was
she's not Roots our age. She's younger than us, isn't she, Charlie? What is she? Come on, somebody look up Oprah's age real quick.
On,
one of you,
Cassie,
come on. Cassie,
come
Charlie,
on.
Somebody. How old is Oprah Winfrey? Here, let's just do this.
Ask Siri.
Yeah, I'll do it this way.
Do you have wife mode, Siri?
Hey, Siri.
Which one? Get her up to the mic there.
How old is Oprah Winfrey?
Oprah Winfrey is 63.
She's older
than
us.
Well, she's older than us.
Ooh, she does do well for her age. I'll give her that.
Yes.
Wow.
Were you going to say she carries her weight well? Is that what you're
No, for? I was going to say she carries her age well. I didn't say weight. She's like a yo-yo dieter. She's up and down, up and down.
Up and down, up and down. But she can run the country, John. No question about it.
She can't run her weight, nonetheless, the country.
She is so far more qualified than Trump will ever be to be president.
Can't stand the woman. Just saying. There's no way I would ever vote for Oprah Winfrey. Me personally, never, ever, ever. I'd vote for Satan himself before I'd vote for Oprah Winfrey.
Really?
Yes. Because actually, I'm not so sure they're not one and the same. Just saying. I mean that sincerely.
So what'd you think of Oprah's first campaign speech last night?
It was awful. I finally had to turn it off. I couldn't stand listening to it anymore. Literally, I watched it for, I don't know if it was halfway or not, but it got to the point where I'm like, would you just shut up? I've heard enough of your aimless rambling. Would you shut up? Because I can't listen any longer. Let's listen to Jim, see what he has to say. Jim, welcome.
Hey, Jim.
That was pretty good. I wanted to take the most possible exception that I can when Dan was saying that
He would not think that Oprah would drive the nation. Right? He would not vote for her.
Yes.
I have to take the most possible exception that I can in saying that she most definitely would drive the nation, but she would drive it right into the ground.
Thank you, Jim.
Exactly. You're spot on,
she would.
Jim.
Oh, my gosh. Tell you what. And then what about when they wanted to put her likeness on the $20 bill? Remember that one?
Was it Oprah's? I thought it was Harriet Tubman.
All of them, yeah. Oprah and Harriet. Oh, my God.
Good answer.
Every black woman that's ever done anything in America is going on the $20 bill.
Yeah, probably. Maybe even Whoopi Goldberg, possibly.
Oh, Whoopi, you could put Michelle Obama on there.
Oh, geez. You know, I mean.
No white man would ever use a $20 bill again.
Well, I don't know. If I was changing my oil and I needed to wipe up the oil spots in my driveway, I possibly would. But, yeah, definitely want to thank you guys for your comments. And you're doing a great show.
Thanks, Jim.
Keep up the good work.
We'll do it. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, I think that reiterates why I would not vote for Oprah Winfrey. I mean, I'll give her credit. She's made a lot of money, knows how to entertain, has known exactly what buttons to push, where, what to do, you know, what people to call, C-U-L-L, you know, who to go after. You know, she knows her audience very well. She's a very good marketer, and in that case, is she a resemblance to Trump? Yes, she's done very well in that realm. Now,
she knows how to play the camera. She knows how to play the
media. No, she does. No, she can play that. Is she Donald Trump, though? Not by a...
Well, no.
No,
okay.
Not even close.
So here's a better question. Can Oprah win? Because most of our audience is not going to vote for her. So the question is, can Oprah win? Quite frankly, I don't think she'll get one white... I'll be on my racist kick here, but I don't think she can get one white guy to vote for her. Not one regular white guy, anyway. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think you're right. I don't think... I think there's a lot of females, not just white, but I think there's a lot of females, period, that wouldn't vote for Oprah. I don't think she would garner 25% of the vote across the country. I mean, voting people that, you know, people that actually go to the polls and vote. I'm not talking about 25% of the population. I'm saying 25% of voters would not vote for her. You with me? You think I'm close on that? Or is it higher?
I think it's higher.
You think so?
I do, because look how many people actually voted for Hillary Clinton, which, quite frankly, she's a lot less likable than Oprah. By far.
But has a lot of political acumen that Oprah does not have.
Yeah, but you know, on the left, substance doesn't matter. It's just, do you say the right things? Because this is the leftist vote. Hmm. So, I mean, the lefties will come out in droves for Oprah. You know, it'll be the anti-Trump vote.
Let's talk more about that.
Okay.
We're going to talk to a special guest in a moment, but let's come back to that. I think that's a great topic, by the way, and I'd love to hear what other people have to say about Oprah as we get on. But, yeah, as far as the speech, the acceptance speech or whatever it was, the first campaign speech last night.
First campaign speech, yeah.
Like, give me
that
a break. But would you just shut up and let's move on? You're driving me nuts. All right, 303-477-5600 is our phone number. We'll open up the lines here after we get done with our next guest. Daniel Greenfield is going to be joining us, so don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about Man of the Year. Talk about that here in just 1 minute,
right,
so don't go anywhere. Colorado Wellness Dentistry coming up next. Lanap is what Dr. Olson specializes in. That's the laser treatment, Dan, that you've actually have done. Not in the same way, but you've had it done.
No, but it really, really works well. And if you got to have a major tooth extraction, go see Dr. Olson. Have him do the laser treatment. The recovery is night and day.
Yep.
Night and day.
Yep. Colorado Wellness Dentistry, Dr. Stephen Olson, 303-953-4812, also specializing in the Lanap laser treatment. Find him again at ColoradoWellnessDentistry.com and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
The fact that your gums bleed every time you brush your teeth could point to problems in other areas of your body. In his dedicated effort to protect your natural teeth, therefore defending the health of your entire body, Dr. Olson remains among less than 2% of dentists in Denver to offer Lanap laser therapy. Dr. Olson understands that inflammation in one part of your body likely indicates inflammation in the rest of your body. By proactively treating inflammation in your gums, you prevent serious health threats throughout your body. With Lanap laser therapy, Dr. Olson and his team at Colorado Wellness Dentistry promote healing from the bone level without any painful cutting or stitching. Call 303-953-4812 to speak with a dentist who not only recognizes the link between oral care and total body health, but who also implements innovative technology daily in his practice. Mention KLZ to schedule a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Olson, either in person or over the phone. That's 303-953-4812.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage is up next, and that is our good friend Kurt Rogers, who will join us at 5 o'clock for the Monday Mortgage Minute. Anything, though, you need for your mortgage, Kurt is there for you. Doesn't matter, self-employed, you're looking to change homes, buy a rental home, a second property, you name it, Kurt is there for you. 720-895-0500. It's Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you have taken out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up, or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
Hey, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We think our next guest is 3:30. Yeah. I think he changed. It was 3:15, but anyways, no worries.
Yeah, is this the first Monday of the year?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, first Monday on air.
Monday on air, yes.
Monday.
It's not technically the first Monday.
It's starting to seem like a Monday.
So what should I keep telling this Russian hacker, by the way? So I didn't mean to be distracted, but this Russian hacker, I like talking to him. They're
okay,
fun.
So whereabouts in Russia is it?
She is telling me Savannah, Georgia, but now lives in Ghana. Oh, should I ask that?
Yeah,
Charlie,
her,
I wouldn't want to ask
her
that.
Ask her what she's wearing.
Whoa, guys, come on now. This is a PG show here, or at least a G rated. We want to keep it, not PG even. We want to be G rated.
Ask her if she's familiar with
Russian
collusion.
With Russian collusion? Are you familiar with Russian collusion
with the Trump administration?
Is she familiar with the Russian hacking into the Trump
presidency.
Election.
Yeah.
Should I ask that?
Yeah. Ask that.
Okay. I'll do that in a second. I can't type and talk, so I'll have to do that when I've got a break. I can't really. I cannot type and talk. That's something that a lot of you I know can type and talk at the same time. That's not me. I can't do that. I'm not a guy that can do both. Can you type and talk, Dan?
I can barely type.
Cassie, can you type and talk at the same time?
Hello. Not really, no. Mm-mm.
Is it just because your brain can't?
Yeah, I think you can't focus on both. Well, and if you're typing something that's very different from what you're saying. Yes.
Oh, my wife and my mom, they can talk and type. And I mean, it's crazy.
I can't.
And then you start typing what you're talking.
Yeah.
My mom. I've seen, I mean.
Really?
I've watched. Oh, yeah. She's a crazy typer.
A crazy typer?
Yeah.
What do you do when you're a crazy typer?
I think she could cook dinner and type. I mean, I'm telling you, this lady can type.
Okay. So, back to Oprah. Did you watch the whole speech, by the way, or listen to the whole speech?
No, I just listened to excerpts. I mean, you know, I'm not into self-torture.
Oh, it was so painful last night. I'm like, I'm like, honey, we got to turn this stupid thing off. It's killing me. Would she just shut up? Stick a sock in her mouth. Somebody, please, get up there and tell her to shut up.
But here's the real question. Can she win the general election?
No.
I mean, granted, she's not going to have the middle class male vote.
No.
Not at all.
I don't think she's going to have the older female class vote of certain sex.
But, you know,
not SEX, certain sex.
Now,
sex.
I don't, how popular today is her TV show? I mean, back in the day.
I don't know. How well is she doing, Charlie?
The most popular TV show.
Charlie says she's not daily anymore.
She doesn't do what I know.
She has her own network. It's OWN, right? OWN. Oh, I knew that. Ding, ding, ding. John scores a point. What's on Owen? Is it like Lifetime, kind of? Charlie's thinking. It's inspirational, Charlie says. Life stories and such. Well, why aren't we on there then?
Well, right?
We're inspirational. We tell life stories. Oh, Lifetime is women in peril. It kind of is. Do they suck you in? No, those Lifetime shows suck you in, don't they,
they
Charlie?
They do.
Charlie's shaking his head. They do me.
And it's B-rated acting, and you're still sucked in.
I know, and they're sucking me in. It's like, why am I watching this? I got better things to do, but I'm sucked in. I can't stop. Now I'm watching it.
My wife's watching one of those type of TV shows. I got home last night. I sat down, and I go, what just happened here? I mean, it's just like you're watching
an
all
hour
this
of your
drama.
Life just vanished yeah, watching
all this
Lifetime.
Drama, all these different family members. All the, it's like, by the time you get done, you go, you know, I got my own problem.
That's what Lifetime's remind you of, I think.
It must.
Somebody always dies, though.
Oh, yeah.
Usually Lifetime, somebody dying in a Lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, there's somebody's getting murdered. Like. It's you know, an ex-wife. It's an ex-lover. It's the coach at school that was after the young girl. It's somebody.
And they always have a really cute puppy in there somewhere.
What?
A cute puppy.
A cute puppy?
There's a cute puppy in there.
In Lifetime?
Sure.
Really?
Well, yeah, at least the ones I've seen.
I don't know that I've noticed that.
Hmm. Watch real carefully. There's always a cute puppy somewhere.
That they just throw in
yeah, there's always
to the
a cute
scene
dog. Yeah,
somewhere.
It's in there somewhere.
I don't know. Oprah's, anyway.
So you know, Oprah's really going to appeal to the anti-Trump crowd, the people that, you know, cannot stand the thought of a Republican being in office, and the establishment. Because the establishment politician on the right or the left wants to get rid of Trump in the worst way possible.
Agree.
She's going to have the media on her side 110%. And she's a lot more likable than Hillary Clinton could ever be.
I'll give you that. I will give you that. Yes, she is much more likable to even mainstream America than what Hillary was. And has something to really run on, and because she's had some successes, not politically speaking, but she's had, you know, she's had some very good career successes. I mean, she started with literally, if I'm not mistaken, Charlie, nothing, right? Yeah, very poor starting. I mean, literally started with nothing, and she's worth what, $500 million today, Charlie? I want to say 500 million or so. I want to. I think she's around 500 million. Don't Charlie will verify, but I think she's around that.
$2.8 billion.
Oh, $2 billion. Sorry. $2
Whoa,
billion.
$2.8 billion. That's a lot of
money. Yep.
That's her net worth. $2 billion.
You know, but these are the you know, but this, that's the same argument the left used on Trump. He's got no political experience. You know what? He, now
so
he's
is she thinking because he did it and she's worth the same as
yeah,
him. She
is,
can.
Yeah, I think so. You know, this is the left's answer to the non-politician person.
Do you think
in.
She's as savvy? This is for all of you in the room, Charlie especially. Do you think she's as savvy when it comes to, you know, the marketing side of it and all of the things Trump did behind the scenes to win the election and so on. Do you think she's that savvy to do all of that? She created a network, Charlie said. I get it.
And if she's not, she's got the people who, around her who are.
Yeah, Charlie said if she puts out a cause, people jump to it. But that's different than politics.
Is it on the left? Because, you know, basically we're a 50-50 country. This thing is on a teeter-totter. It can go either way.
Hmm.
And the left actually puts out a charismatic candidate like a Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey. I mean, think about that, too. What real political experience did Barack Obama have?
None.
None.
Go ahead, Charlie. Trump's worth $300 million more than Oprah. And these are figures that they kind of guesstimate because, nobody's got their exact...
Yeah, it's not a big difference at all.
Net worth to know exactly where they're at, but they're probably pretty close. That's probably a fair. Trump claims he's worth more than what they say, depending upon how you estimate some of his holdings and such. And by the way, they're doing the same thing with hers because part of her worth is coming from what they would figure the network would be worth. And you know what? Here's the deal: it's only worth what somebody will pay for it.
Exactly.
And so the day you go to sell it, depending upon what somebody pays, is then what it's worth. So they're guesstimating a lot of that. But regardless, they're somewhat equal in that world. Yeah, and Charlie's got a great point. Her network is worthless without her because it's her name.
That's true. Well, it's just like, you know, look how well The Apprentice did without Trump.
It didn't.
It didn't at all.
Tanked.
No, totally.
Because he was the show.
Yeah, he was.
Essentially.
No, but I think you're going to have a, you could possibly have a real popularity contest going between.
Oh, she also owns, go ahead.
Between Trump and Oprah.
I forgot about this. Michael from Brighton just said she also owns part of Weight Watchers. It's because she watches her weight go up and down.
Constantly.
They pay her in shares? No, they pay her in shares.
Well, that's all part of the word.
She does ads. After watching last night's presentation, if that's the ad for Weight Watchers, it's not working so well.
Yeah, but John, you have to remember, that speech of hers last night resonated to the left.
I'm just saying, if that's an ad for Weight Watchers, use another ad.
No, but they loved everything they heard from her last night. They loved. They were eating it up.
No, they were.
They were eating it up as much as we eat up a Trump speech.
Of course, they were eating up, you know, Reese Witherspoon and everybody else talking about the things they were talking about. I mean, it's surrounded by a bunch of, you know,
Who's getting the press today? Who's getting the headlines today?
Well, she is.
Oprah.
Well, because the left is, you know, it's because.
Reese Witherspoon, nobody knows her.
Talk about her comment about the facts. I liked your comment earlier.
Yeah, she says, you know, something about you can bring to the table your facts. Well, I'm sorry, John, but I don't have any facts. Facts are facts. They're not facts because I say they're facts. They're facts because they really are facts. It's the truth. You know, it's your, she was saying
Dan,
your
But Dan,
truth.
Those are your facts.
Right. She was saying your truth. Well, there is no truth that's mine.
It's either truth or it's not, right?
Exactly.
There's no in between.
Right. And that's all part of this thing of relativism. You know, however I see it is how it is. Well, that's not true, obviously.
Obviously.
But the left loves that.
No, you're right.
Because you don't have to be accountable to anything except now if you sexually harass somebody.
Good point.
Or are accused of it.
Good point. All right, Grandma's Handyman coming up next, and we'll come back to the subject. Don't worry. Grandma's Handyman, if you need anything done around the house, little, small, doesn't really matter what it is, as long as it's too little for a contractor. In other words, if it's a big, huge project, you need a contractor for a full GC. No, don't call Grandma's Handyman. But anything other than that, give them a call today. 1-year warranty on every job, 10% senior discount, 303-693-3003. It's grandmashandyman.com, and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
You are a skilled handyman, but not so good at all the office stuff that comes up with running a business, and sometimes finding work is a challenge. Let Grandma do all that for you. Grandma's Handyman Service specializes in home maintenance and repairs in and around the Denver area. And Grandma is looking for qualified technicians. All of Grandma's technicians are regular employees, and she treats everyone like family. She'll keep you busy and take care of all the paperwork. Call Grandma's Handyman at 303-693-3003 to start your partnership today. That's 303-693-3003 or find her online at grandmashandyman.com.
All right. Front Range Mortgage coming up next. Dan is laughing at me. Anyways, jumbo loans. Sort of like the Russian hacker.
Kind of like the wallet she's looking for, a jumbo wallet.
You need a jumbo wallet. That's right. So if you have a jumbo loan, you want to reduce that, you want to save some money, Front Range Mortgage can help you with that. 303-500-1900 is the phone number. That's Front Range Mortgage. Anything you need when it comes to your jumbo loan, refi, or maybe you're looking to add, you know, a bigger house, do some things differently. They can help you with any of those things, even on a jumbo loan. 303-500-1900. Give them a call today and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Colorado mortgage limits were raised in January of 2017. Today, if you owe more than $417,000 on your home, you are probably paying too high a rate and likely in the wrong loan. Your loan may have been a good option in 2010 or 2013, but today your jumbo mortgage is likely a half point up to 2 points higher than today's conforming loan programs. Many of our clients can now afford to leave their jumbo arm, go to a low, safe, fixed rate, and even obtain cash out for other bills with no increase to their mortgage payment. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only team that's helped hundreds of homeowners to benefit from these recent loan changes, escape their high-interest jumbo mortgages, lowering their rates, and saving a bundle. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much you can save under these new guidelines by escaping your jumbo mortgage. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hey, good song. Oh, life's been good to me so far, unless you're a Russian hacker Ghana.
We got a couple good comments here on the Hillary Clinton thing.
Let's hear it.
And so James on Facebook Live wrote, frightening, but there's a lot of evangelical Christians who think she's God's gift.
Oh, geez, and they're dumb as rocks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So he says, you've got a good portion of the wishy-washy right on her side. He's absolutely right.
He does have
James,
a point
you
there.
Are spot on.
James, you got a point.
And then David texted in, I don't think Biden would step aside again for an Oprah. I think he's right. I think Biden's going to challenge whoever.
Uncle Joe.
You know, the
Uncle Joe stepped aside last time for Hillary.
Right. Here's the problem with Uncle Joe is that if you're not paying attention to politics and you're a guy, he's extremely likable.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a guy's guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So he's more of a formidable threat than she is.
When it comes to actually winning. Yeah, no, I can't argue with you on that one. In fact, he would be the guy that I would not want to run against.
No.
To be honest with you. All right, Daniel Greenfield joining us now. Daniel, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you, sir?
Great. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. You are a Shulman Journalist Fellow at the Freedom Center and an investigative journalist and writer focusing on the radical left, which we spoke about here for about the last half hour, and then in Islamic terrorism as well. Also have a great article in Front Page Mag, which is The Man of the Year, President Trump. Talk to us about it.
Well, I think it's reasonably straightforward. Love him or hate him, President Trump is very much the find of the year, and we think personally that he's the find in a good way, but you know, whether you love him or hate him, there's no way to actually look at the year without thinking about him.
I can't argue that one.
It's a really good point.
No, you're right. And I think even those that are really, to your point a moment ago, even to those that are really against him, those that are, you know, that are on the far left, even that are totally against him. And I realize there's a lot of talk today about, you know, is he mentally stable? And really, Daniel, it's just a bunch of nonsense. All these people that are throwing that garbage out there, they've said it with every president in the past that they either said that he was mindless or he was out of his mind, one of the two. And we all know it's just a bunch of rhetoric. None of it is true. If they really looked at the things that he's actually been able to do and accomplish, he's got to be man of the year, period.
Yeah, no question about it. Just look at the economy. If you look at nothing else, we're approaching 4% growth. We've got a huge economic turnaround. The Dow has hit yet another record. And the basic reality is if President Trump is supposedly senile, he's crazy, he's completely out of it, how's the economy performing? So why couldn't the Nobel Prize winning genius we had before accomplish any of these things?
You know, Daniel, I don't know your age or anything, but man, this is sure reminiscent of when Reagan was president. Because these were all the exact same things they were saying about him back in the 80s.
Very true. I've actually documented that in another article, which is that if it is the exact same arguments they've made, it's basically what they do with Republicans. Republicans are either evil or crazy, and they kind of veer between one or the other. They can't decide, is Trump evil, is Trump crazy? They go from one, then they go from the other. And the reality is all they're doing is showing their own prejudices.
Okay, so what would you say to all of those that would say, well, because I saw some of the, I mean, I follow President Trump on Twitter and I've watched some of the tweets that have gone on and even some of the things that went on over the weekend. What would you say to all those folks that say that, you know, your comments a moment ago on our economic growth, there are those on the left that would say, well, you know, Obama was doing the same thing and he had the same percentages of increases in the stock market when he was president. How would you respond to them?
Well, I mean, it's pretty clear that we have very different percentages. Back when actually Trump promised 4% growth, he promised 6% growth. The media polled every economist they could find. All the economists said it's impossible. We're never going to get above 3%. Even 3% is wishful thinking. We should reconcile ourselves to 2% and just kind of get better at dividing up this very shrinking pie. So this is a major game changer. I mean, the stock market has been going up for a while, but it's hitting new records. Just the sheer amount of economic productivity, the kind of spending we're seeing now, the level of consumer confidence, nothing like that was going on under Obama.
No, you know, and Daniel, you just, in my opinion, you just said really all that matters when it comes to all of the things you just said. Really, it's consumer confidence. I really don't care personally, and I'm in business for myself, so I do a lot of things outside of this show, and I will tell you that first and foremost, consumer confidence drives more things than even what the stock market's doing, because there's a lot of folks out there that have no money in the stock market whatsoever. Yeah, they watch it a little bit, but the reality is consumer confidence really drives what goes on in this economy and in our country, and that did not exist at all under President Obama, period, did it?
Not remotely. And it's funny because quarter after quarter, you'd have the predictions made, and it turned out when it actually arrived, the performance was below predictions. And with Trump, the performance has been above predictions over and over again. You can really see the difference because people actually do believe that things are on the upswing. Stock market is a reflection of that, but just ordinary consumer holiday spending is a reflection of that. People just feel like maybe there is a future after all. And, you know, for 8 years, for all the hope and change stuff, people really didn't feel like there was a bright future waiting for us.
Yeah, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I was going to Google it real quick here just to see, but I would venture to guess, because I had heard these numbers that, yeah, I just looking it up, 2016, fastest growth in holiday spending in 5 years, Daniel. Now, that's 5 years, which means Obama was four of those years.
Well, it's definitely a major record now, and it's a major change. And again, we can just see that out now. If you just were going to a mall, you could just see the difference. I've been to malls before, and malls were dying, and there was just this kind of fall off. And now, even with Amazon, even with various stores closing, you just saw a huge difference around the holidays. Just people were coming out because people were no longer that afraid. Am I going to lose my house? Am I going to lose my job? I've got to put away every single penny. There was a certain level of confidence.
Yeah, and this is coming right from Visa. Although Black Friday was the sixth largest shopping day in total spending, it topped the list of the biggest retail shopping days of the holiday season, period. So the reality is, to your point, Daniel, yeah, we are much, much better. We're back on track. Consumer confidence is way up. Like Trump or not, there's things that he is doing that really the last president in 8 years was not able to accomplish. Question for you, why won't some individuals, especially those on the left, acknowledge that Trump is really doing good things for the country?
Well, the simple answer, obviously, is that they hate him. That's not a very new answer. But it's not just personal hatred, because, you know, you hate the guy from the other party. That's not unusual in politics. It's more that Trump is considered completely inappropriate. He just really does not belong in office. The Russians put him in there. We absolutely cannot admit anything good about him whatsoever. And that's just been the pattern. Anybody who actually does, any even companies that had solid progressive credentials, who said something good about the tax reform or about something else, were instantly pounced on with boycotts and threats and claims that they were normalizing the new Hitler. That's the kind of political atmosphere we're in, where you really cannot say anything good about Trump whatsoever.
No, you're exactly right. Again, Daniel Greenfield with us. He is a Shulman journalist, fellow at the Freedom Center, and has a great article out right now in Front Page Magazine, which you can find at frontpagemag.org. Man of the Year, President Trump. Go ahead, Dan.
So Daniel, you know, with the cold snap and the East Coast just had, don't you think we should also credit President Trump for solving and ending global warming?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're really done here, because I was in Chicago when it felt like it was 15 below. Nobody was talking about global warming. You're not hearing much about global warming anymore.
Yeah, great point, guys. Great. I mean, we tongue-in-cheek it, but really, let's face it. That's another huge hoax that the left has hoisted upon us. It's not real. You know, everybody out there that has any kind of brain whatsoever can look at that and determine that's not the case. And, okay, so question for you, Daniel. You guys, it's Man of the Year, you know, President Donald Trump. Do you think anybody else out there in the media will follow suit with anything similar to that?
Well, they've just done these really complicated contortions to avoid the obvious. So Time Magazine named the hashtag MeToo as the thing of the year, or the hashtag of the year, whatever they're doing there. Various magazines have tried dancing around every other possible version, because they don't want to be seen as saying anything positive about Trump, even though Man of the Year isn't always a positive. Sometimes negative people have gotten it. But even so, they really don't want to be anywhere near saying anything positive about Trump. And that says something about the kind of poisonous politics that the left has imposed on us now, where it's not just you have to oppose Trump, you have to hate him from the very bottom of your soul.
Yeah, and I like what you said earlier. None of us likes the person, or the party, I should say, you know, the other side of the fence. None of us like that. You know, you play football, you play any type of a team sport, you're always, especially in the heat of the battle, you do not like that opponent. That's why you're trying to win the game. So we get that. But at the end of the day, you know what? You realize that it's an opponent. You shake hands. You move on, and away you go. And yet the left, when it comes to President Trump, will not do that.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of these guys have been playing team sports. If they play team sports, it was everybody gets a trophy type of team sports. They're not really used to losing. They can't adapt to losing.
Well said, Daniel. No, you're 100% correct on that. So again, frontpagemag.org, Daniel Greenfield, Shulman journalist, fellow at the Freedom Center. Daniel, it's always a joy having you, and congratulations. I think you guys did a good job. I wish more people would actually have enough guts to come out and do the same thing, because, frankly, he is the man of the year.
No question about it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it very much. So, yeah, I'm glad they've got the guts and courage to actually do so.
Well, you know, to the left, he's the villain of the year.
Yeah, well, he's not.
No, but he has. Think about it. He has gone through, he's done more to roll back a previous administration's stuff let's just call it stuff, than any president I can remember. Reagan didn't go in and start rolling back everything that Jimmy Carter did right in, within the first year like this. No way.
Did you read any of the tweets that that Trump actually put out?
The Trump tweets?
Yeah. Did you read any of them?
I read in a while.
Okay, so let me give you the ones that he responded to where they were actually saying that he's mentally ill. Okay, so there's several out there, even some psychiatrists running around saying, it's our job to lock him up. You know, when somebody's insane, you know, there's times where you lock somebody up against their will, you know, for the good of everybody around them and the good of themselves and so on and so forth, and it's just hogwash. So here's what Trump says. Actually, throughout my life, my two greatest assets have been my mental stability and being, like, really smart. Crooked Hillary Clinton also played these cards very hard and, as everyone knows, went down in flames. I went from very successful businessman to top TV star to president of the United States on my first try. I think that would qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius at that. Can't argue with that.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
How can you – seriously, reading through all of that and thinking about, okay, here's a guy that went from – yes, he had a little bit of cash to start with, but took that cash and turned it into billions of dollars. Took a show that didn't exist, put it on the network, and turned it into a top show at one point in time.
Oh, yeah. Number one show.
A number one show. Took, even at a point in time of his life, things that were failing in the real estate world and built it back up again. Now as president of the United States. Now, tell me a crazy person that can do everything I just claimed.
Well, obviously Donald Trump.
To the left, yes, obviously. But think about that seriously.
No, you
there's
can't.
There's no one else out there that can do that and be crazy.
You can't be an imbecile and do what he's done.
No.
It just doesn't happen.
No, you can't be. You can't, your mind
you can't do
cannot
it.
Do that if you're crazy. There are so many, and this is the thing that most people, even us in this room, as much as even I think I have some sort of comprehension of what it's like to be president of the United States, we have no clue. And the left has no clue. They think it's just somebody that directs a few people around, that's it, that's the day. Go play golf the rest of the day. Get up in the morning, direct a little bit of traffic, and go play golf.
Sounds like the previous administration.
Well, that's what they did, but that's not how you run the country properly.
No.
This guy is working literally nonstop unless he's sleeping, and I bet then he's even working in his brain. He's got stuff going on. He is nonstop 24/7, and that's why that position, there is no way you could be crazy and make it even a year like he's
done. Well, and the reason why this isn't going to stress him out like it has other presidents, this is how he's always run his life.
It's not a big deal.
This is how he ran his businesses.
It's because he's a business owner.
When I went down and listened to Donald Trump Jr. speak down south here, he was talking about how his dad was the first one on the job site every day.
Yep. He's used to it.
Yeah. I mean, this is his life.
Here's what President Trump knows how to do. Work. Yeah, he knows how to work. And here's something else, by the way. Crazy people, Dan. I don't know too many
you
crazy
can't
people.
Say that.
Four-letter word.
It's a four-letter word. What are you doing?
I know. And think about this for a second. How many crazy people do you know can even hold a job down?
They can't.
Why?
Well, I have so far. But otherwise, they can't.
Because why?
Because they're crazy. Yeah, they're crazy.
Again, another reason why. Is he crazy? Absolutely, positively not. You don't do what he's done and be crazy.
Yeah, but John, you see, he's not crazy. He's suffering from some sort of Alzheimer's or dementia. There's something wrong in there.
Yeah, that's why.
We've just got to figure it out.
Back to our last guest, Daniel. That's why you can take a magazine like Front Page Mag or a website like Front Page Mag and name him Man of the Year, knowing all the accomplishments that he's actually done.
Exactly.
Simple as that. We'll come right back. Let's do this. Extreme Automotive, or Extreme Auto Repair, I should say, out in Parker, would love to take care of your diesel vehicle. And diesel vehicles, you know what? They can be expensive. They can be time-consuming to repair. And if you don't take it to the right facility in the first place, you have big problems. So go to someplace that knows your diesel vehicle, and that is Extreme Auto Repair. 303-841-1071 is the phone number. Call them today in the heart of Parker. When you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Dennis Brewster owns a fleet of tow trucks that run on diesel, so he understands exactly how temperamental diesel vehicles can be, especially in the cold. That's why Extreme Auto Repair in Parker remains one of very few shops with the right tools and training to maintain your diesel truck.
Your diesel truck is your livelihood. If it doesn't run, you don't make money. I know, because at Extreme Auto Repair, I have 7 diesel trucks, and if they don't start, I lose business. I don't want this to happen to you. That's why we are offering $300 off repairs of $1,000 or more now through the end of January. At Extreme Auto Repair, We have the factory scan tools to work on these vehicles. My guys know diesels, and they love to work on them. They will make sure you will start in the morning and give you confidence that your diesel truck will keep making you money. Don't relinquish your man card and get stuck in the cold. Call Extreme Auto Repair today in Parker at 303-841-1071 and get your diesel inspected today.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. He would love to take care of you and your estate. And as you head into 2018, make sure you've got all that in order. It really isn't that big of a deal. It's not that time-consuming. Sit down with Michael, give him a few minutes of your time, and let him do the rest. 720-394-6887. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Dad, can we talk?
Not this again. The whole family is here.
It's not always easy talking to your loved ones about end-of-life planning. What's going to happen after you die isn't the most comfortable topic, nor is it the easiest thing to talk about.
It's because the whole family is here that this is the best time.
No, not now.
Having this conversation and making your final plan is very important. Not making a plan for your life and death can cause life-changing arguments and leave your loved ones with an unspeakable mess that could take years and cost thousands to settle.
Dad, it's something we need to talk about.
I don't like thinking about that stuff, about getting sick or dying.
I understand. Writing a will isn't easy, but you don't write a will for yourself, Dad. You write it for us, the ones you leave behind. So if not now, when?
Call Michael Bailey, the Mobile Estate Planner. He will come to you and make sure that when your time comes, your assets are handled, your wishes are clear, and your family will be able to focus on remembering the good times. Call Michael Bailey, the Mobile Estate Planner, at 720-394-6887 today and protect your family for tomorrow.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Y'all have a good weekend, by the way. We didn't talk about that earlier.
Had a great weekend.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It was nice. Weather-wise. Need some
snow.
I don't
know where you were at.
It wasn't bad.
Well, where were you?
Great day on Saturday. Well, you were up in the mountains,
Saturday
up in the hills.
It was a blizzard, man.
Well, you were in the hills. It was nice down here. Gorgeous, actually.
Cold and snowy, and you couldn't see anything.
Well, bring some back, would you?
Great for the skiers.
Bring some back.
Great for
there. Okay, well, I mean, I got a lot of topics, but not a lot of time to talk about them. How about here's an easy one. So here is an article out of freedomoutpost.com. Freedomoutpost.com. A woman asked for a female nurse during a very private exam, but instead she got a man dressed as a woman.
And this is a problem. Why?
A woman in the United Kingdom discovered just how far her society has devolved when she went in for a very private exam and asked for a woman nurse to attend her. What she got was a male nurse dressed as a woman claiming that he was transsexual. In fact, she said that she was embarrassed and distressed and that he had stubble on his face and tattoos on his body.
Well, she's obviously a sexophobe.
Or he looks like me.
You have lots of tattoos?
No, but lots of facial hair.
Lots of facial hair. But she's obviously a sexophobe.
She's a sexophobe?
Yeah.
Let's see what Bob and Thornton says. Bob, welcome. What's up?
Hey, Bob.
Hi, John. I was wanting to talk to Dan.
Well, go ahead.
Hi, Bob.
So, Dan, Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
I don't do Lyft. I just do Uber.
Yeah.
So we just, state of Colorado, we just had roughly 10%, I think it was like 9.8% increase in the minimum wage. Uber, I know Uber hasn't adjusted their time.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'm not talking about the miles. I'm talking about the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they really need to do something with the time factor because they're down at about, if you just time alone, it's like $7 an hour.
Well, you know, it's a complete joke is what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say, well, we're charging for waiting time. If you looked at your statement, 10 cents? I mean, why even bother?
Yeah, 9.75 cents.
Yeah, and the other thing I think both apps need to do is when you have these long requests. In other words, it's a long pickup. You got a 20-minute drive to go pick up somebody. There should be a fee for that. I'm tired of doing those 20-minute drives, and then it's a $4 fare.
So why don't they do that?
They need to.
Well, they started that in Denver. They broke that out in some cities.
So how do they get around the minimum wage factor, gentlemen?
I have no clue.
Well, you're an independent contractor.
So there isn't any.
So there's really no.
There is none at that
you're
point.
You're not an hourly employee at
You've
all.
Signed up that you're just doing a fare for a price.
Correct.
Right? Am I thinking about
that? That's how I look at it, Bob.
Well, they're going to start They're going to start losing some drivers.
That's okay.
Here's my other. I want your opinion on this, Dan.
Yeah.
So they're talking about, well, Uber's all going to go to self-driving cars. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't have a self-driving car. And are they going to replace their fleet and buy all new vehicles? Because right now their cost for vehicles is zero.
Yeah, and they don't have any cash. So,
yeah, they're not going to do that either.
And it's, Bob, neither you or I will be affected by that. Well, both you and I will be done driving way before that ever comes along.
I think you're right on that one, boys.
Yeah, what are they going to buy, a couple of million cars?
No,
they can't.
Whereas right now their cost for vehicles is zero.
Yeah, and right now they're hemorrhaging cash almost as bad as Tesla.
Okay, question is, so why are they, and I know this answer, but why are they hemorrhaging so much cash?
I think part of it is because they spent way too much money on R&D, on things they did not. They reinvented their whole navigation system. You don't need to do that. You've got Google Maps, you've got Waze. Those are the types of things they really wasted their money on that they didn't need to.
Got it.
Well, yeah, the other thing is the, I lost my train of thought.
So here's a question for both of you guys. Is that a model that's going to make it? I've had some articles that I've read here lately that are wondering, will Uber as an investment even continue to be something people invest money into?
Well, I don't know. They just took a big cash chunk from the SoftBank, but SoftBank bought into their company for 30% less than what it was worth a year and a half ago. So they got kind of a bargain. But
yeah,
I know why they're hemorrhaging a lot of cash. You know, Dan, you and I don't see this. Well, you can see it if you go into the details on each drive. But, you know, a lot of these riders that we carry around are on super big discounts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
They actually pay you and I more
than what they're collecting in a fare?
The rider.
Yeah.
That can't.
So why are they doing that?
Well, they're trying to get people to use the service, so they're offering 50% off discounts and coupons and all this kind of stuff. And that's mainly because there's competition out there right now. And if you lose one or the other, if you lose either Uber or Lyft,
the prices
are going to go up. It's going to stabilize the market. However, just like in Austin, you know, Lyft and Uber pulled out of Austin, Texas. But now there's other rideshare companies that have moved in that are obeying the Austin, you know, city laws.
Right.
And so rideshare is here to stay. Somebody's going to pick it up.
Got it.
It's just there's too big of a demand for it otherwise.
Makes sense.
Well, here's another factor, Dan. Around the holidays, and I'm sure you ran into the same thing that I did, my riders brought luggage like they were moving. I thought it was a U-Haul, for God's sakes. And so you go and get on an airplane, they're going to charge you a $25 bag fee. Uber doesn't do that. I sent a missive to them saying, you know what, this excess baggage is getting ridiculous.
That's a good point.
Bag fee.
Yeah, good point.
And the other thing is, I've had two in the last month, people that are using my stretched Chevy, two riders with household belongings.
Moving
them from one place to another.
Interesting.
I haven't had that one yet.
The other thing is, I think you do this, Dan, too. I don't take pooling anymore. You know what they pay us for doing the off route to pick up another rider?
Nothing.
Probably. 50 cents.
Yeah,
50 cents.
Yeah, Bob, it's nothing. No, I'm like you. I reject almost 99% of my Uber pool rides.
Got to run, guys. Apologize. We've got a break. We're doing right now. U.S. Gold coming up next. U.S. Gold Coin. They would love to take care of you and give you some wealth insurance. You can buy U.S. Gold Coin and Silver right now. Or you can buy gold and silver, I should say, from U.S. Gold Coins. USGoldCoinsPlural.com. It's 1-800-468-2646. Again, USGoldCoins.com. Give them a call today. When you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Andy Goss from U.S. Gold Coins wants you to think about collecting gold and silver coins as wealth insurance. You have car insurance just in case you're in an accident, and health insurance just in case you get sick. It makes sense to have wealth insurance just in case something happens and you can't access your money from the banks. That's why, as a KLZ listener, Andy is offering to give you his CD, How to Protect Your Wealth, for free. All you have to do is call 800-468-2646 and mention KLZ. This CD teaches you everything you need to know about how to use gold and silver coins to protect your wealth in any situation. And introduce you to the fun and lucrative world of collecting valuable coins. This offer also includes a free copy of the Guide to U.S. Coins, basically the Bible for coin collectors. Start on your way to a secure future with wealth insurance in the form of beautiful, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins by calling Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 today.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Boy, we blew through an hour there fast. Holy cow. Dan, first hour of the new year. Or sorry, first Monday. Hour of the first Monday of the new year is what I meant to say. Now tomorrow will be routine. It's just the second Tuesday. Kind of celebrating still the beginning of the new year. Stock show's in town, by the way.
Yeah, it looks like they're kicking up some dust.
Yeah, that big inversion going on right now. Big time. Holy, look at that. Wow. That's kind of cool, actually.
That's really cool.
So the brown cloud is down below because the cold air is up above, or the warm air is up above, the cold air is down below, pushing it all down to the surface. Yeah.
That's why we're going to have some.
It almost looks
tomorrow.
Like we're above it right here.
We
if you
are.
Can stick your head out the window, it'd be warmer,
yeah,
probably.
We are.
Maybe we should go to the roof and check it out.
Yeah, let's do it. Go up there and get a suntan. We could do it. It's probably 70 degrees.
That Kramer, when he was up on the roof, all covered in butter that one time. Yeah, we could be baked by the microwave, Charlie said, up on top.
There you go.
Shh. Just get your own your tan on upstairs.
I like being in the sun.
Oh, me too.
I love it.
I will be soon.
Yeah, you dog.
Sorry, I did. I'm not rubbing it in.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not rubbing
it in. Just keep rubbing it in.
I'm not. I'm serious. I'm not rubbing it in.
That's when we're going to get all of our snow is when you're gone.
Well, of course. So that wrong nurse thing, would that make you mad if you ordered a particular nurse and this, you know, trans dude shows up?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm not in England. I'm not part of the enlightened group. I'm not part of the, you know, everything's acceptable. I mean, if a guy wants to identify as a woman as a nurse that day, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Because remember, we're the Neanderthals that think, you know, that men should use the men's room, ladies should use the ladies' room, and you are what you are when you're born what you are.
Yep, I agree.
Right?
I agree.
But I'll bet you the same lady that's complaining about this is all saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with transgenders. Until it happens to her.
So you're the one sitting there when
one
walks in
there.
For the
exactly.
exam.
Exactly. It's funny how these things come around to bite you.
Pretty much. Yeah, it'd be interesting to know what some of these particular individuals, like this particular lady that is complaining about this, what her initial thought to all of this transgenderism was to begin with. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to know.
In other words, was she somebody that just didn't care? Now all of a sudden it's affected her. She does care.
Now she cares. All of a sudden she cares. Whether she was for it or didn't care, now she cares. John, and then again, you know, in this modern age, what difference does it make anyway? We're all the same. Men, women, boys, and girls.
She didn't need a mentally ill man who thinks he's a woman to show up in a very private exam when she had clearly expressed her desire to have a female nurse in attendance.
That is hate speech. How can she say such a thing? She's a bigot.
If she wanted a male who doesn't know that he's a male but claims he's transsexual, she would have requested that, right? I can't argue that one.
That's how I look at it, but I'm a bigot, so what the hell?
That, by the way, this is all things that we now get into when we allow these types of behaviors to continue.
Right. When you start saying that the abnormal is normal, this is what happens.
You request a female nurse and you get a male nurse. Or in the other case, you may have requested a male nurse and a female nurse shows up. I mean, we've ended the day where you can even request any kind of nurse. You're just going to get somebody. Doesn't matter. Gone are those days, at least in England. And frankly, it's not too far from our shores. That's my prediction.
It's right here.
All right. We got another hour coming your way. Don't go anywhere. This has been the first hour of the first Monday of 2018. Tomorrow will just be a normal day. But anyways, Charlie Grimes, our engineer, Cassie George doing Facebook Live, John Rush, your host, Dan Muir, my co-host. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour two coming up next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.